Of UW Athletics. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Paul Capobianco with Mariucci Arena. Badgers trail 3-2. They're shorthanded to start this second period. They hustle after the puck in their own zone. Luke LeMaster got there, able to get it out to center, but Minnesota on the attack again. 40 seconds left in the major penalty to Stremel. Gophers have already scored two power play goals in this sequence. Lacombe, patient with the puck out at the left point. Hands off to Snuggerud. Down to the goal line. Nice. Right goal line. Wanted to come and stuff it. Got a shot off McClellan with a save. He's stretching out. Left pad, right pad. He got his right pad on it. Now here's Cooley. Straight away shot up into the chest of McClellan. He's able to hang on. Gave up no rebound. Oh, Kyle was off balance. Went down, Paul. And he's doing the splits. Doing anything he can to keep the puck out of the net.
He had his right leg stretched out. Minnesota had the loose puck on the side of the net. They tried to get it back in front. He lost the stick throughout all that. And one of the Badgers shot it back to him. But best thing that happened is Minnesota took a shot and he held the rebound and got a whistle.
Faceoff won by Minnesota in the Wisconsin zone. Badgers on the PK for another 10 seconds. Kester's shot redirected. They scored. Mason Nevers got his stick on the shot from Kester. It went underneath McClellan. A third power play goal on Stremel's major penalty. It's 4-2 Minnesota.
And just a little change of direction, found its way underneath Kyle McClellan. It looked like a pretty harmless shot, but a good redirect. And Minnesota gets the four here and in just about 3-4 minutes of actual playing time.
How about 3:07? Four goals in 3 minutes and 7 seconds. Minnesota, Badgers power play or penalty kill is over. Power play for Minnesota finally over. Not like the Gophers need any additional help from the men in stripes, but they seem to have gotten it, and they lead 4-2. Badgers with a puck in the offensive zone. Mersch out there. He'll throw his hip check into Nelson, but the puck free, and Nevers will pitch it down deep into the Wisconsin zone. Dexheimer there, reverses course to Lodge. Picked up now by Mersch. Cross-ice pass dangerously, right? Through his own zone. Dexheimer couldn't pick it up cleanly, and Hughlin now dumps it in. But the Gophers are buzzing a bit with four straight goals to erase a 2-0 deficit. We're early in the second period.
We talked about the first key of the second period would be to kill off the penalty, and Wisconsin didn't end up doing that.
Wisconsin's PK had been so good, up to 81%. Had stopped 27 of the previous 30 power plays against. Gave up one last night, but tonight, three power play goals allowed. Long range shot, stick down. Oh, Pitlick almost set up Lamb with a nifty play hand-eye coordination, but that was knocked free. Out to center ice it comes, but Minnesota controlling the tempo here the first 2 minutes of the second period. Chesley will swing it down in. Wisconsin's Dexheimer gives chase. Can the Badgers fend off the Gophers here and settle things down? We'll see. And now Kurth pokes it to the corner, setting up his teammate, Mittelstadt. But he can't get his stick on the puck to shoot. Charlie Strobel now has it for Minnesota. John Mittelstadt tries to cycle back to Kurth off the glass and chased down here in the right corner by Strobel. Caulfield on him, trying to work it free. It slides out towards the blue line. Lacombe picks it up, darts to the slot. Can't get a shot off. Excellent defense by Jack Gorniak. Throws it across now Thomas. Right circle. Pass towards the slot. That went off a stick to the far wall. Lacombe puts his shoulder into Gorniak and wins the puck free. Jackson Lacombe. Now below the goal line behind the net, it's Mittelstadt. Hands off to Strobel. Minnesota's fourth line working strongly here against Wisconsin. Tough angled shot by Kurth, and McClellan didn't have the near post covered. It hit him in the back and went in. Five straight goals for the Gophers, 5-2.
Yeah, just really the first time all night, or one of the few times all night, that Minnesota had the puck possession in the offensive zone and just kind of threw in from behind the goal line, banked it off Kyle McClellan's back or side, and found some room, and Jared Moe is getting a chance to get back in net here for Wisconsin.
Connor Kurth, former USA Hockey Junior Player of the Year in Dubuque. He had 35 goals last year. He got stoned on a breakaway in the first period by McClellan, and here scores off his back in the second period for Kurth. That's his fourth goal. Comes at 3:05. and it's 5-2. And Jared Moe is back in goal. He got the hook last night, and now a turnover by Wisconsin's Kuhlman's backhand shot by Cooley just wide. Oh, the Badgers have just imploded here. Cooley now pass to Nyes. Oh, and a behind the back feed. He was trying to hit Snuggerud, who was going hard to the net. Didn't work. Now pass Nyes. Here's Cooley. He has Moe down and scores. Goodness gracious. 6-2 Gophers.
Wisconsin had possession of the puck in their own end. One bad pass by a D in the corner and turned around. Minnesota was looking like they're playing pond hockey for a little bit there with Nyes spinning around and making a pass. And then Nyes actually stealing a pass that I think was supposed to go to Cooley, but then he passed it along and continued the play, and he beats Jared Moe.
5 minutes and 52 seconds. The Gophers have scored 6 goals to erase a 2-0 deficit. Pitlick, Snuggerud, Luke Middlestead, Nevers, Kurth, and now Cooley. And the Gophers want more. 7-1 last night. Minnesota won. It's 6-2 here tonight. Long range shot redirected by Brodzinski, just wide of Moe to his right. Behind the net now, LeMaster up along the glass. Horbach trying to settle it down. He'll throw it off the window and out to center ice it comes. Brodzinski now a little sauce pass ahead, hoping that Nelson can track it down. LeMaster cancels him out and then roughs him up with an excellent check in the corner. Spun it around to Bantle. Try to poke it past Lacombe. Lacombe slowed him down at center ice. It's right near the Badgers bench now. Horbach will fling it across. And a hiding in the weeds was Nevers, but thankfully for Wisconsin, it got through and Kerr picked up the puck. Now the Badgers, Erdahl redirects down deep into the Minnesota zone. Gophers have 13 shots on goal. They've scored on 6 of them. And I mentioned a moment ago, it's not like Minnesota needs help to win hockey games. One of the most talented teams in the country, no question about it. But the 5-minute major that was handed down to Charlie Stramel for head contact. The more we look at the replay and getting a closer look of video replay, Brock Faber, the team captain for Minnesota, actually pulled Stramel towards him with his sweater, actually grabbed the jersey of Stramel as they were in a scrum, kind of connected, and actually had his other arm on him too and pulled Stramel towards him, and therefore Stramel's head hit Faber's head. And the referees looked at video replay, and if you don't see the fact that Faber is pulling Stramel's jersey and pulling him towards him, if you don't see that, then it looks like a headbutt. And from the original replay, that's what it looked like. But then when you look at it again and again, and you can see where the hands are of Faber, he drew that penalty, and I'm sure he'll be laughing later on tonight that he did it, if he hasn't been already.
And even there was an angle early on that you see the way Charlie Stramel, his back leg kind of went up in the air. He kind of lost his balance because Faber had pulled him in. I think Tony Granato saw that in the replay, and he was arguing with the officials when they made the original call, but the call held, and game has fallen apart since.
Yep, here's Chesley, the right-handed defenseman. Or actually, that was Chesley. Stick handling through the slot, got a backhander, but missed the net. Now Kurth with it, and the Gophers just controlling. Here's John Middlestad, his shot from the slot, too high. Centering pass by Thomas, I think intended for Kurth. Badgers fortunate, take it away. 6-2 Minnesota, 6 minutes into the second, and a whistling shot by Wisconsin's Lucius missed the net. And ricocheted all the way to the near side. Badgers unable to hold the zone, and it slides all the way down to the Wisconsin end. And Kurth beat Jugnauth down the ice, but now Mike Vorlicki in a bit of a battle far side, and he'll play the puck. And then did not get anything on the pass intended for Lucius, taken away by Cooley. And now Nyes and Lucius going at it far wall. Cooley out to the point he goes. Here's Faber, moves his feet and tracks the puck down on the right side. Snuggerud now in the corner, back behind the net, calling for it as Cooley finds Nyes in the slot, back to the net, goes to Kester. Here's Faber, backpedaling straight away. Right side Kester, his shot, missed the cage. Faber now with it. Gophers just in complete control. Badgers unable to get the puck out of the zone. They're facing maybe the best line in all of college hockey. Near steal, yes. Lucius has it as Faber couldn't handle it. Lucius dangles around Kester. He's going to need a change, and he'll just pitchfork it into the Minnesota zone, but not deep enough. And here come the Gophers again. Six unanswered goals by Minnesota. Long lead feed. Stang had numbers. Had he caught the puck at the blue line, but did not. But he throws it back to the point and carries blast. Easy save by Close, who hasn't seen rubber in a while now. First save of the second period. 6-2 Minnesota, 12:46 to go in the period. A little late. Pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Ryan Posick, Paul Capobianco here in Mariucci Arena. Badgers got off to an excellent start, leading 2-0. It's now 6-2 with 12:25 to go in the second period. Wisconsin. Stang tried to get at the point and care, defended by Brodzinski. Puck finds Brodzinski's stick now. Care on him defensively, but he'll shoot one in and out of the glove of Moe. Ricochet to the high slot, gathered in by Wisconsin Stang. Right wing now, Malmquist looking. What's he going to do? Cross ice behind DeSaint Foul to the stick of Lacombe. Here comes Minnesota. Lacombe hard to the net. Brodzinski with it, looking, shooting one, and somehow Mo made the stop. It went up over the cage and behind the net. Dexheimer pins it there. Now gets some help from Sam Stang. Here's Daniel Lodge now at the red line. He'll chip it in, and he'll chase it. Lacombe got the angle. Good pivot by Lacombe to keep Lodge away from the puck. Hughlin now has it for Minnesota. By the way, Nevers' goal assisted by Kester and Brodzinski at 19:16, or actually that would be 45 seconds. Kurth from Thomas and Strobel at 3:05, and then Cooley from Nyes and Snuggerud at 3:30. Long-range shot by Chesley got through to Moe, and he made the stop and then snagged the rebound quickly. And a faceoff to come with 11:10 to go in the second period at 6-2 Minnesota. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today.
The Badgers just having a tough time putting behind them what has happened here in the first of the last 10, 15 minutes of the game here.
Yeah. It's hard to erase it from your memory. It's happened so quickly. You're feeling good up 2-0, and then a major penalty to one of your best forwards. He's done for the day. They get an extended power play and score three times on it. And actually, they scored prior to that power play, too, in a 4-on-4 sequence.
And it was only, yes, it was a three-minute power play.
Oh, here's Strobel with a chance backside, blocked by LeMaster, though. I'm sure Charlie Strobel would love to score against his father's alma mater. Kester now straight away, his shot off the shaft of Strobel's stick. Behind the net it goes. Kerr engages there. Kurth now has it. Here's Kester, goal line left. And Strobel hustling after it, right corner. Looks like the Badgers are on a nonstop penalty kill, even though it's five skaters apiece. And now a whistle and a stoppage in play. 10:04 left here in the second period. 6-2 Minnesota.
To give Minnesota some credit, they took advantage of an opportunity. They were being outplayed. Wisconsin, you could kill the power play. You can not give up a goal on a 4-on-4, and you're still up in this game. But did not end up going that way.
Nope. Lodge for Wisconsin. And pass ahead for Horbach off the stick of Jack and into the crowd it goes, and a stoppage in play. We'll take a break. 9:54 to go in the second. Minnesota 6, Wisconsin 2. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Energy. Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. 6-2, Minnesota leads Wisconsin. And again, with Charlie Strammel done for the night after his five-minute major in the opening period, Badgers coaches Tony Granato and Andy Brandt relegated to 11 forwards, so they're mixing and matching as best they can. They have Lucius now out there with Lindmark and Horbach. Going against the top line for Minnesota, Cooley, Nyes, and Snuggaroo. Badgers, Lotch angles a pass off the wall intended for Horbach. Went off his stick. He followed it up deep into the Minnesota zone, but the Gophers get there. Try to clear, unable to do so. Lotch holds and looks. To the goal line he goes. And Horbach spins away from Cooley. To the corner now, Lucius. Double team there. Continues the cycle now for Lindmark. Hits the brakes, cuts right, back to the left. Throws it to the point. Lotch snapped his stick in half. It rolled through the low slot. Horbach defended there. Tried to get his stick on it. Unable to do so. And now the Badgers will dump it down in. Actually, Dexheimer on goal and glove by close. Should not be a shot on goal for Wisconsin. That would have been well high and wide. And now here comes Nyes with speed. Mishandled the puck as he was rushing into the Wisconsin end. Slowed by Erdahl. And then Snuggerud picked the pocket of Borlicki. Now Nyes back to the net. Right left goal line. Tried to feed Cooley and it went off a stick or two. And now Wisconsin's Borlicki will bump it ahead. Too far. Just iced the puck. 8:43 to go here in the second period of play. Hey, Badger fans, this season, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game. One lucky winner will receive 4-game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Culver's Zamboni during intermission. Again, uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. Nelson faceoff win, but too strong. Split the D and out to center it comes. Final game of the first half of the season for both teams. Minnesota's got a couple of exhibition games coming up late December. National Team Development Program will be here. And then an exhibition game actually at Bemidji State on New Year's Eve before the Gophers resume regular season play with a home-and-home series against St. Cloud State January 7th and 8th. St. Cloud, top five team in the country, got spanked by Miami today 5-0. Nelson mishandles behind the Badgers' net. Borlicki with it. Backhand ahead for Erdahl. Couldn't catch the pass. Jumped over his stick. Under 8 minutes to play in the second. 6-2 Minnesota. Johnson to Thomas. Angles a long feed to Nevers. Walks in right side. Defended by Kerr. Shot off the glove of Jared Moe. I think Anthony knew Nevers was there. Didn't give him much as he came across the line. Looked like it might be something good for Minnesota. Didn't turn out that way.
I think Nevers had just come on a line change, so he kind of appeared out of nowhere a little bit.
Bad pass by Pitlick, intercepted by Stang. Bantle trying to get around Lacombe as he dumps it to the corner of the Minnesota zone to our left. Lacombe with a nice job. Badgers get the puck back, though. Liam Malmquist. Here's Dexheimer, headmans to Bantle, and from the left point, we'll swing it down deep. Stang on the forecheck. Puck came free. Lucius looking for it. Malmquist as well. Back out to neutral it comes, and now Dexheimer will flip it down in. 6-2, Minnesota with a lead. Badgers had 11 shots on goal in the first period, and really, what, the first 15 minutes, Paul? They've had one shot on goal since.
Yeah, they started out killing the penalty, and they seem to be picking up play a little bit here and maybe regained a little bit of what they were doing earlier, but it took them a while to settle down here.
Hussein foul behind the net. Lucius left wing, Lotch. He shoots one, didn't get through. Brock Caulfield in front of the net trying to take the goalie's eyes away, but Kester on him. Lotch down on the half boards. Hussein foul trying to pull it out of skates. Three Gophers, three Badgers on the near side wall. Still loose. Who's going to come out of there with it? It's Daniel Lotch. Oh, he tried to take it right to the net, but Kester cut him off. And Lucius lost it. And here's John Mittelstad now. Pitched it far side to Strobel. Stops, turns, and then dumps it to the corner. And Wisconsin's Dexheimer got there first. 5:50 to go, second period. Badgers down four. Kurth comes out of there with it. Behind the net, Strobel falls to his knees. Back on his skates. Left-hander from Hill Murray. Strobel pin against the glass near side of the Wisconsin zone. Eventually one free by Caulfield. Lucius now has it. Cruz will send it ahead. Is it too far? No. Faber will get there first, but Caulfield, using his body, trying to take the puck away, unable to do so. And now Johnson back behind his own nets. 5:15 left. Strobel throws it out to center. Badgers pick it off. And then Minnesota returns the favor. Faber across the line. Mittelstad shoots one in and out of the glove of Mo. Rebound there. Borlicki goes to get it. Now the Badgers try to get numbers to our left. Lindmark across the line. Horbach wanted to feed Borlicki. Was calling for the puck. But his pass went off of Kurth and gathered in by Matthew Nyes. Skates through Mersch down to the corner now, slowed by Kulemans, and Mersch jammed it free. And Borlicki, the Lindmark, and they get it back to neutral ice. Here's Logan Cooley, catches on his backhand. Little left-hander comes in right wing, slowed by Kulemans. Good play defensively by Kulemans to cut off his progress to the net.
Yeah, Cooley tried to put the puck through him and kind of catch it. But Kulemans had nothing of it and used his body and knocked him out of the way.
Excellent hustle by Erdahl to chase the puck down. Tried to center one to Gorniak, who was open in front of the net, but the Gophers stopped that play. Now Stang turnaround shot, stopped by Close. It went up off his stick, right shoulder, and then into his glove as he fell to his knees and hangs on. 6-2 Gophers, 4:12 remaining here in the second period.
That was almost turned into like a post play in a basketball with Sam Stang back to the goal. Jack Gorniak was cutting down. You could hear him yell from up here looking for the pass, but Stang spun around and put the puck on net. Made Justin Close work a little bit there.
Stang taking faceoff now with Stramel out of the game following his five-minute major. That may not have been a major. May not have been a penalty, period. The referees took a look at video replay and elected it was head contact. And the Gophers scored six goals since that penalty to erase a 2-0 deficit. Gorniak in on the forecheck. 3:45 left in the second period. Far side Nevers faked like he was going left deep into his own end, went right. Now banks a pass ahead to Brodzinski. His wild return pass to Nevers hit the skates of LeMaster, and here comes Liam Malmquist. Get one back here and then go into the third period and see what happens. Bantle runs into Lacombe, or I should say vice versa, the referee right in the way too. And now the Gophers flip it out to center. Here's Bantle now, across the line, taking it goal line right, behind the net, the big lefty. Turnaround shot up off the stick of Lacombe, and that sails into the netting, stopping play. Yeah, Corson Kuhlman scored on a 5-on-3 power play at 11:37 of the first period, and then Brock Caulfield made it 2-0 at 14:31, and then things unraveled from there. And the Gophers scored five goals in less than 5 minutes to take command. And six goals, really, in less than 6 minutes to take command. Then Mark wins the faceoff. Kulemans backpedals towards the blue line, pressured a bit by Pitlick. Kulemans waddles his way to the corner. Behind the net now, it's Gorniak. Kester on him. Gorniak out to the right point for Licky. His shot off the stick, and that goes flying out of play. 2:49 left in period number two. Now, Wisconsin, after this evening's game, will get a couple of weekends off and then get ready for the second annual Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off at Fiserv Forum, December 28th and 29th. Badgers will take on Lake Superior State that Wednesday night at 7:30. And then either UMass or Clarkson the following night at 7:30. Badgers resume Big Ten play January 6th and 7th at the Kohl Center against Notre Dame. Uh-oh, turnover at the Minnesota blue line. Busting in Pitlick, hustling back both Lodge and Lucius, but the Badgers hooked him to slow him down. And Wisconsin will be shorthanded. One of the mistakes we had talked about the Badgers needed to avoid tonight and had done so early on this evening. But again, down 6-2, you're trying to make things happen, and Lucius just threw that one away.
Yeah, he's been inside the blue line there trying to make something happen, as you mentioned, and turn the puck over. He's seen a couple of plays like that tonight from 51. Yep. This one, Badgers kind of recovered back. They actually did a pretty good job, just got a little bit too much stick on the play.
Sixth power play of the night for Minnesota, 3 for 5 so far. Badgers win the defensive zone faceoff and send it all the way down into the Gophers' end. Lindmark, Korbach, LeMaster, and Kerr for the Cardinal and White. Here's Lacombe. Nonchalantly skates into the Wisconsin zone. He's out there with Cooley and Nyes and Snuggerud and Nelson. And now misplayed by Lacombe, maybe a bit too nonchalant. And it came out to center ice. They had a retouch, but now they're back in the Wisconsin zone. Under 2 minutes to go in the period. 6-2 Gophers. Cooley, far side, Snuggerud. Left wing wall. Mersch will let him handle the puck out there all he wants. Good physicality by Anthony Kerr. Almost won the puck free, but it slides to the point now. Lacombe, his shot got through. Blocker save made by Moe, high into the air. To the near corner it comes. Nice pulls it free. And now Lacombe quickly, far side, Snuggerud. Nice, wants it back. Nice feed, and he gets it. Wants to wrap it around. Comes to Cooley. Block shot by Horbach. And then Moe tried to get back into position after he was down on his knees and ran into the goal and knocked it off. May have been an accident. Maybe not.
I think he went right to left, went hard because the puck got over there pretty fast. And I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt on this one. Yeah, he did give a shoulder shrug after it happened.
Nice passing play, though. Yeah, Moe hustled back. He was on his knees. Skater, his pad, knocked the goal off its moorings. 50 seconds left in the penalty to Lucius. And the Badgers clear it into the Gophers' bench. And I think it sounded like it hit a helmet or something. And then Dom Mersch goes to the Gopher bench and apologizes. Almost hit Steve Miller, the Sun Prairie native, who's in his first year as an assistant coach on Bob Motzko's staff after spending the last several years at Ohio State on Steve Rolick's staff. Badgers win the draw, can't clear, though. Power play continues for 40 seconds, mishandled by Brodzinski, taken away by Lindmark, and then knocked free, and Kuhlman's back in his own zone, and he'll fling it right to the left hand of Johnson at center ice, who dropped it down, and here he comes. Brian Johnson across the line. Throws it to the right wall. Now to the goal, or the corner, and Nevers. Under a minute to play in the period. Brodzinski to Nevers. Tried to help the pass along to Middlestad. Too far and back out to neutral ice. 10 seconds left in the Lucius penalty. 6-2 Minnesota. Gophers dump it down in. Borlicki got it there, and he'll bank it all the way down. And gathered in by Ryan Johnson behind his net. Long lead feed. It's Hughlin. Dexheimer back defensively. Drop pass Nevers, and he left the puck behind him as he tried to pull the trigger. Lucius out of the box. Badgers down 6-2. Shot by Lucius. Hit his teammate. Caulfield tries to pass back to Lucius' right wing. That was deflected by the Gophers. And now Nevers in the corner. The same foul pulled it free. Pass by Lucius intended for Caulfield. Intercepted by Hughlin, who spins it through center ice back into the Wisconsin zone, and the Badgers will just run out the clock from there. Well, Minnesota exploded late in the first period to take a 3-2 lead, and then exploded early in the second period to take a 6-2 advantage after 40 minutes of play. We'll be back in a moment from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Well, the Badgers down 6-2 after two periods of play, scoring in that second period. Power play, because of a five-minute major on Charlie Stramel, carried over. The Gophers had already scored two power play goals, then added a third 45 seconds into the second. Mason Nevers, his seventh of the year, to make it 5-2, make that 4-2 at that point. And then the teams got back to full strength, and Connor Kurth, that is, shot the puck from below the goal line off the back of Kyle McClellan and in for his fourth goal of the year. It came at 3:05. That made it 5-2. McClellan was pulled for Jared Moe. 25 seconds later, Minnesota's top line just took Wisconsin apart in the Badger zone, and Cooley scored from Nyes and Snuggerud at 3:30. Cooley's 10th of the year. It was 6-2 at that point, and settled down after that. But from 17:38 of the first period to 3:30 of the second period, the Gophers just completely took over.
Yeah, I think the major penalty by Charlie Stramel, which looks like it probably shouldn't have been anything, that Minnesota took advantage. Wisconsin made it one bad pass. You could feel even before that, the crowd getting into it after that, sensing the opportunity. They got back in the game really quick, and I think Wisconsin got deflated. And they worked so hard. They were playing so well to get the 2-0 lead for the first 15, 16 right. minutes of the game. And things just kind of went off the rails from there. And now we're looking at a 4-goal deficit again heading into the third period tonight. Yeah, it's kind of just heartbreaking, really.
Yeah, it's tough to watch. Minnesota's really good and took advantage of a break and then took advantage of it again and again and again. 6-2, Gophers lead the Badgers. Second intermission coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. The at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
After I came home from Iraq, I could still hear the booms. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
Thanks to DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Wisconsin had a 2-0 lead, and then Minnesota scored three goals in the final 2 minutes and 22 seconds of the first period, including one by Luke Mittelstadt just as the horn sounded. Gophers took the lead. They scored at one point on the power play because of a major penalty. They scored three goals in 2 minutes and 38 seconds. In all, the Gophers scored six goals in a matter of 5 minutes and 52 seconds of playing time, and Minnesota with a 6-2 lead. By the way, Kyle McClellan gave up five goals on 12 shots on goal this evening and got pulled in 23 minutes and 5 seconds of play. The stat broadcast has been a little bit behind today, but getting the final statistics through two periods of play. The Badgers only 14 shots on goal. Minnesota has only 19, but they've scored six times. Badgers trail 6-2. We'll check the scoreboard in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
You use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with six championships. Women's soccer, two-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, bring award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
Menards is your plumbing headquarters. Complete your bathroom update with Delta. Replace your old faucet with a new Capri bathroom faucet from Delta. Its Spot Shield technology uses antimicrobial protection that keeps your faucet staying cleaner longer by resisting water spots and fingerprints. Delta faucets are easy to install and last twice as long as industry standards. Get yours today at Menards for $89.99. Price is good through December 18th. Plus, get a Menards gift card, the perfect gift this season.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Notre Dame beat Penn State tonight 5-3. Michigan has a 2-0 lead late at Michigan State. And here Minnesota leads Wisconsin 6-2. Third period's coming up in 2 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. And the Zeros. And Porky's Groove Machine.
The Spice Girls. Muy caliente.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this civic media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Ryan Posick, Paul Capobianco, the Cardinal in white, the Maroon in gold. Minnesota with a 6-2 lead as we start the third period of play. Gophers trying to get to 15 wins. A 10th win out of 12 Big Ten games. A distinct possibility. And with Penn State's loss to Notre Dame today, the Gophers could open up an 8-point lead in the conference standings at the Christmas break. And league coaches picked Minnesota to win the regular season title for a second consecutive season. And they've got a ton of talent. They've got size, they have speed, and pretty decent goaltending. Kulemitz, beautiful move, right wing, and instead of shooting low right, tried to pass the puck through the slot. Taken away by Minnesota. Now behind everybody is Mason Nevers. Hooking him from behind is Mike Forlicky. Maybe not hooking, but at least pressuring with a stick. Nevers never get a shot off. But he lost his stick and then had something to say to the referee, but no penalty call.
I think Forlicky got his stick on his stick. In NHL, that's probably a penalty the way they call the sticks parallel to the ice and getting your hand on them. But that one, pretty good play by Mike Forlicky.
Gophers dump it down in. Pitlick after it now. He'll rim it around, but Minnesota was making a change. No one out near the blue line, so the Gophers have to hustle back into their own zone. Badgers down 6-2. Lindmar, Horbach, Bantle the forward line for Tony Granato's squad. Here's Lodge ahead to Horbach. He'll deflect it deep. Faber gives chase. Flying in was Lindmark, got the angle on Faber and took the puck away, tried to play it to the point, and Dexheimer couldn't handle it. Here comes Pitlick, potential 2-on-1. Pitlick with it, slides it over far side, and Lamb whistles one wide. He had Moe moving left, tried to shoot it back right and missed the target. And now Bantle takes it from Hughlin on the attack. His shot went off a skate, fluttered past the cage off the hand of Faber. Horbach took a tumble. Bantle strong in the corner. Faber slows him, knocks him down, and takes the puck away. Rock Faber, U.S. Olympian, team captain for the World Junior Championship. He is a solid captain for Minnesota and elected to come back for a junior season when he very well could have turned pro and signed with the Minnesota Wild after his rights were traded by the LA Kings. You like watching good players play, even if they are in maroon and gold, and he's just a solid defenseman.
They've had a couple other D, both seniors, in Jackson Lacombe and Ryan Johnson, who also were could have been NHL guys last summer.
Dorniak just hammered Snuggerud down. Nothing called right by the Badger bench. Erdahl battling with Knies, and now Gorniak. And Snuggerud took a run at him, and then Gorniak whacked him with his right hand. Snuggerud went down, trying to draw a penalty. Nothing called. Kuhlman's Badgers have odd numbers, and the shot by Gorniak went off a stick and kind of fluttered back down to the ice, nowhere near the cage. Turnover! Lucius turnaround shot, and that's kicked out by Close. First tough stop he's had to make since the first period.
Badgers could have made a better pass there.
Yeah.
Coming out of the corner, Lucius right in shooting position.
Malmquist near steal in the offensive end, taken away by Thomas, who almost coughed it right back up. Stang defending Mittelstadt, who tries to clear the zone. Brought down by Strobel. He'll backhand one ahead. Look out. Here comes Minnesota's Chesley, and a kick save made by Moe on the blast from the right wing. Puck slides around to the near side. Lucius now, and he'll just turn and fling it ahead. And there's Malmquist behind everybody. Cuts in, and he'll backhand and score. Liam Malmquist's first goal this season comes against his home state team. The Badgers down 6-3.
Well, it's nice to see Liam Malmquist get rewarded. He played a nice game last night. At least on the line chart, was on the first line for tonight and takes advantage of an opportunity, a nice move. Sort of a forehand, backhand fake. Had a lot of speed going through and just skated past the goaltender and put the puck in the net.
He beat Close cleanly over the outstretched glove hand for Liam Malmquist. He scores his first this season. First goal in 30 games for Malmquist. It comes at 3:15 of the third period, and the Badgers down 6-3. Wisconsin clears the zone after losing the ensuing faceoff. Now Nelson with it for Minnesota. Dumped it past Lodge, but Daniel won the puck free. Fumbled it just a bit. Took a slash or two from Nelson and tried to get it deep into the Minnesota zone, but put it off the stick of Kester, who then throws it right through center ice, and it wobbles its way into the Wisconsin end, and Ben Dexheimer back to get it. Malmquist from Lucius and LeMaster. Luke LeMaster, his first point of the season, and the first point of his career, Paul, in 47 games.
To a couple of Minnesota natives, first goal of the year and first point.
Mm-hmm. And now the Gophers look like they had iced the puck, but Brodzinski had the step on Jugnov. Moe plays it off to Tyson Jugnov. Lead feed, Horbach, and he tried to direct it into the Minnesota zone, but didn't angle his stick properly. It went high into the mesh, stopping play. 15:42 to go here in the third. Badgers trail 6-3. Again, Malmquist from Lucius and LeMaster. And Cruz Lucius looks like he's on his way to a 30-point season or more. He's got 15, make that 14 now. 7 goals, 7 assists for Lucius. Here's Luke LeMaster. Tried to get it deep, went off a stick or two. Malmquist picks it up, and he'll spin it down in. Stang giving chase. Good strong play by Stang against Luke Mittelstadt. But there was Hughlin to provide support for the Gophers. Got it to center. Badgers get the puck right back. Kuhlman's to Erdahl. Can't get it deep. Badgers will try again. The master ahead to Malmquist and able to guide it deep into the Minnesota zone. Badgers change. 5 minutes gone by, third period. Badgers led 2-0. Gophers scored 6 straight. Wisconsin got the last one. Minnesota sends it in. Vorlicki after it and comes around his own net with speed up the middle of the ice. Left wing Gorniak. Lindmark now. Defended left wing. Batted to the far wall. Gorniak just got crushed by Chesley. And then Minnesota tried to exit its own end quickly. Nyes mishandled, and back into the Minnesota zone it goes. Ryan Chesley, 37th overall pick in last year's draft by the Washington Capitals. Part of the National Team Development Program, a number of these Gophers are. Nyes couldn't handle the puck. Bats down the clearing attempt by Wisconsin's Lotch. And now tic-tac-toe Nyes to Cooley to Snuggerud. And a big stop by Jared Moe.
Oh, I'm not sure how Jared Moe made that save. He got big, put his left arm out, his blocker, and knocked the puck away.
Quick. Oh, and now Cooley, beg your pardon, roughs up Tyson Jugnov, got high on a hit. Now Jugnov cross-checks him in the back to the ice. No penalty called there either. Referees better be careful here. You don't want this thing to get crazy. And now a steal by Nyes. 3-on-1 for Minnesota. Snuggerud down the middle. Shoots one off the chest of Moe. Sliding past the play was Ben Dexheimer. He's back up on his skates. Now Wisconsin's Bantle has it. He tries to lead a 3-on-2 to our right. Good defense by Faber. Bantle got it back. Bounces around in front. Backhand shot. Never got through. Lucius's shot. That went off the leg of Faber. Now backside pass. Kerr couldn't catch it on his backhand. Throws it back right wing. Lucius, open, Kerr scores! Wisconsin within two! Lucius from the corner as the Gophers couldn't clear, and Kerr remained left wing, and knowing he's not a true goal scorer, just the second of his 86-game career, they left him alone, and his second chance did not miss, Paul.
That was pretty much the exact same play. The first time the pass was to the wrong spot. Second one, he got down on his knee. He did a great job. He looked like a goal scorer on that one. He got down on his knee to get the right angle for the shot. Made no mistake, and things have gotten a little interesting here all of a sudden.
So Malmquist scores his first goal of the season at 3:15. Kerr scores his first goal of the season at 6:39. And can the Badgers get another? Korniak tries to feed Caulfield, cutting to the net. Didn't connect. Wisconsin's LeMaster with it. Half boards right. His shot went off the stick of Lacombe, and that caroms out of play. And Kerr from Lucius and Bantle at 6:39. Go ahead, sorry.
It was just a few seconds earlier where Minnesota's top line, tic-tac-toe, beautiful passing play that Jared Moe made a humongous save on that kind of in the context of the game just was like, wow, a great save, but Badgers draw within two, and that becomes a little bit more important.
Caulfield won the offensive zone faceoff. Kuhlman's with it. Goal line, D. Same foul, tough angled shot. Close had him denied on the near side post. Badgers cycle again. Here's Gorniak now to his left. Try to put it in front off the paddle of Close's stick. John Mittelstadt wanted to go up the near side wall, looked back the other way, and coughed up the puck. Caulfield behind the cage. He's held by Mittelstadt. Badgers are going to get a power play here in a moment. Wisconsin's Kuhlman's looking, stick handling now straight away. Kuhlman's pressured by Strobel. Gophers have their fourth line out there, and then Carson coughed it up. Didn't matter. Penalty coming up on Minnesota's John Mittelstadt, and Wisconsin will get a quartz power play down to 12:31 left in the third. The fans that remain getting a little restless here at Mariucci.
See what Wisconsin does with their power play now. Charlie Stramel out.
Right.
Looks like Carson Bannell will probably fill his spot in the first power play unit.
Wisconsin's 1-for-2 on the power play tonight. And 2-for-5 on the weekend against Minnesota. Badgers won the offensive zone faceoff. DeSaint Foul, top of the right circle. To the hash marks he goes. Patient with the puck. Jugnov now with it. Cross ice, Kuhlman's left circle. Out on him is Nevers. Nowhere to go for Kuhlman's. He'll skate it down the boards. Stops in the corner and out to the point now in Jugnov. Bantle in front of the net. Caulfield between the circles. DeSaint Foul with the puck. Right side looking. Bantle wanted to reverse pivot. Didn't catch the puck right away. And then the referee out of position. He thought, I think, that the puck was along the side of the net or on the netting, but it was still free. He blew his whistle prematurely, and then some shoving going on afterwards. Bantle got knocked down. Nevers pleading his case, complaining to the linesman. Faceoff coming up in the Minnesota zone.
Carson Bantle just was kind of coming around the net and looked up, and there was white in his face. And he just kept going. He actually got pushed first behind, and I don't think he was even looking at the Gopher. We end up hitting it.
Yeah, he knocked Lacombe down. And Gopher fans here, when one of their players falls to the ice, they think a penalty should be called. That's traditional. And the Gophers traditionally have been good at diving, too. Wisconsin's had plenty of divers along the way. We've seen enough hockey to know.
It's beautiful right next to the pond with platforms and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, but Robbie Earl retired long ago. Here's DeSaint Fowl.
You're buying the hype.
Caulfield, top of the right circle. Power play continues for 55 seconds. Jugnauth straight away. Pestered by Hughlin. A little bit of a battle, and Tyson able to keep it alive for Kuhlman's Badgers. Let's see what they do. Here's a shot blocked by Faber, chipped out to center. Not a lot of movement on that power play there, Paul.
Kuhlman's just kind of lost patience and tried to put the puck, force the puck towards the net.
Banta with a puck, finds Lucius now, top of the left circle, skates his way to the goal line. The right-hander peels back to the corner now. Now he'll take the ice to the dot, shoots one, may have hit Bantel before it got to the cage. Gophers try to clear it off the glass, no luck. Lucius has it again, left wing, trying to set up Gorniak. His shot off the stick of Nevers, run down by Johnson near side, and he has an angle to clear. 14 seconds left in the Badgers' power play. They're down to 10:42 left here in the third. Dexheimer bumps it back now for Gorniak. He'll come across the line, left wing, Lacombe on him. Wants to send it back to the point, but Snuggerud got in the way, and the Gophers have killed off that penalty to Middlestead. Wisconsin now 1-for-3 on the power play, and here comes Logan Cooley with speed, slowed by Dexheimer. Peels, finds a man, and Snuggerud's shot kicked out by Jared Moe. Jared's made a couple of nice stops on their top line here in the third period.
It looked like Snuggerud knocked that out of the air, or puck bounced up, and he looked like it smacked out of the air.
Oh, Cooley with a puck. Nice little give and go. Backhand shot by Snuggerud. Another excellent save by Moe, and he pounces on the rebound. Oh, these three, Nyes and Snuggerud and Cooley, have had their way with the Badgers more often than not this weekend. And that time, again, Jared Moe makes a big stop, keeping it a two-goal deficit.
Yeah, they just move the puck so quickly. They're so creative. They can skate. And they're just moving all the time.
Face off to Moe's left. One by the Gophers. One timer by Pitlick, well off the mark. The Badgers, Horbach now with it. He'll flip to the corner right side, and Lindmark goes to get it. Cycles to the left side, and Bantel put his shoulder into Chesley to try to keep his balance and walks off the wall with it. Threw it off the side of the net, back for himself, and then it bounced into the air, and Hughlin won it free for the Gophers. Pitlick now. Fell to one knee and actually allowed him to get by Bantel. And then he threw it off of Horbach, who threw his body into Pitlick. Gophers have possession. 9.5 minutes left in the third. 6-4 Minnesota. Chesley will dump it deep. Vorlicki wanted to go D to D. LeMaster couldn't handle the pass. Lamb, Pitlick, no-look pass to the cutting. Nelson went off a stick and then right at Moe, who waffled it back to the corner. Off the side of the net, Nelson over skates. The Badgers now have it. Mike Vorlicki up the left boards, and Malmquist will send it to the corner. They get it behind the defense, and Sam Stang goes to get it. Malmquist retrieves to the point now. Vorlicki, what's he going to do with it? Pressured a bit by Brodzinski, cycles off the half wall from Malmquist, spun back to the right corner now for Stang. 8:45 left, 6-4 Gophers. And then Kester slowly moves it ahead to Brodzinski. Snaps off a pass to Nelson. Left wing now Nevers. Comes towards the slot. Tried to split two or three Badgers. Fell down. Lost his stick. Stang took the puck away. Too many S's and T's involved there. Kuhlman's tried to walk Brock Faber. No luck. And the Gophers bank it back to center. Daniel Lotch throws it across the ice, hoping that Malmquist can get there. Could not, but Mersch digging hard in the offensive zone, won the puck free, then batted off his stick and out to Brodzinski, who tries to walk around Lotch, but he got his skate in the way. Mersch now right wing. Lucius steps in, circle, shoots one, just missed. Stick side on close, off the corner wall and all the way down to the Minnesota zone. 7:50 left in the third. Next goal is a big one as the Badgers try to get back in it. Down four at one point. It's a two-goal deficit right now. Strobel couldn't catch near his own blue line. Good battle by LeMaster to win it free. Slid a pass ahead. Neither Caulfield or Bantle waiting for it. Now Lucius picks it up. Center ice comes across the line. One on three. Snaps one off and close with a save. Nice move by Cruz Lucius.
And then he had Middlestad going back and forth in the neutral zone, stopping and starting, and found his way to a shooting position.
Here's Lucius Steele again. Slot, shot, block, still loose, right in front of the net, and Chesley gets there. Lucius got knocked down, no penalty called. Gophers exit. Here comes Cooley now, across the line. Two defenders back for Licky with a block shot. Goes to the corner, then thrown behind the net. Kulemans reaches his stick in and pulled the puck free. Nice angled pass off the wall for Bantle. Red line, skates to the middle of the ice with three Gophers.